two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Roe v. Wade is hanging in the balance as the Supreme Court considers a case this morning on a Mississippi law that seeks to ban nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Protesters are gathered right now outside the high court, and barriers are in place to keep activists apart as arguments will get underway in just about an hour. ABC's M. Nguyen begins our coverage from Washington.
The case, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, where the outcome could redefine reproductive rights across the country and impact other sectors from healthcare and the economy to criminal justice. It'll be heard by a court whose new conservative majority of justices, three chosen by former President Trump, is widely viewed as more sympathetic to opponents of abortion rights than any in a generation.
ABC News legal analyst Kate Shaw calls this case a watershed moment for American women and the court.
It's certainly possible that there will be a majority of justices on board to just overturn Roe and Casey and rule that the Constitution doesn't protect a right to terminate a pregnancy. And if that happens, somewhere north of 20 states, maybe as many as 26, maybe as many as 30, would outlaw abortion, you know, virtually overnight.
The Supreme Court won't make a ruling on this case for months, but we will be following the arguments today.
In other news, the community of Oxford, Michigan remains in shock this morning after yesterday's deadly school shooting. At least three students were killed and many others injured. We have more on the investigation from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police say the 15-year-old gunman killed a 16-year-old boy and two girls, ages 14 and 17. Eight other people were wounded, including a student now fighting for her life. Authorities say the shooter fired up to 20 rounds in 5 minutes as students and teachers used desks to barricade classroom doors. According to investigators, the suspect surrendered with his gun still loaded, and they say his father purchased the gun last Friday.
A man accused of shooting and wounding a South Jordan police officer has been formally arrested. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the update and joins us live. Heather?
Tim, the suspect is still in the hospital, but a probable cause statement shows Malyui Vahikite is now formally under arrest for attempted aggravated murder, two counts of aggravated assault, and illegal discharge of a firearm. This started last Friday when a South Jordan police officer was shot in the leg by Vahikite after officers knocked on his door. Police returned fire and wounded the suspect, and body cam footage shows Vahikite pointing his gun at several officers. The man had several warrants out for his arrest at the time of the shooting. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A father in Moab hopes new clues in the unsolved murder of his daughter and wife will help find a suspect.
It's a very specific M.O.
KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda joins us live with more. Jacob?
Amanda, a KSL TV report says police found during a search warrant four casings and weapons that were reported stolen. Sean Paul Schulte is hoping the clues will connect a suspect to the murder of his daughter Kylan and his wife Crystal. Schulte told KSL TV he doesn't want this tragedy to bring other people down, but that he wants those who knew Kylan and Crystal to be remembered for how bright their love shone. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series this week, Priced Out, inflation, the cost of everyday items keeps going up. But can the government take steps that would slow down price increases? KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin spoke with Senior Vice President at Zions Bank.
There are many ways the Fed can control inflation. Some of them work well, while others may have damaging effects. For example, controlling inflation through wage and price controls can cause a recession and cause job losses. The Federal Reserve can raise interest rates. When doing so, banks increase their rates. Fewer people want to borrow money because it costs more, and spending drops. Prices drop, and inflation can slow. The Fed's next policy-setting meeting is scheduled for December 14th and 15th to discuss the government's next move. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Brett Benson. December is here, and everything looks to remain dry.
We had a brief little system that kind of grazed northern Utah on Tuesday afternoon. It brought us a few clouds, and we did see, you know, moderate air quality and maybe a little bit of improvement because of the weakening of the inversion a bit. Here's the thing. High pressure builds back in on Wednesday, so we're going to see a lot of sunny skies at the higher elevations. I mean, beautiful conditions in the higher elevations, but we will have those hazy conditions in the valleys along the Wasatch Front.
Brett says temperatures today and tomorrow are going to be about 10 degrees above normal, topping out in the mid-50s.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.